This is KCUR 89.3. Five volleyball players from local high schools are hoping to repeat last year's success in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament. Their teams, Stanford, Minnesota, and Texas, each made it to the Final Four in 2016. This year's Final Four will be held next month at the Sprint Center. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, the players with Kansas City roots are hoping for a victorious homecoming.
The year 2015 marked a golden year for girls volleyball on the high school scene around Kansas City. Leading the way for St. James Academy that year were Adriana Fitzmorris and Jenna Gray. With that 1-2 punch, the St. James Thunder won three Kansas State championships in their 4 years. So they grabbed most of the attention from college recruiters. But they were two of five from the Kansas City area who were high school All-Americans. The other three, Ori Agbaji of Oak Park High School, Reagan Pittman of St. Thomas Aquinas, and Alexis Hart of Truman. All five traveled to Omaha in 2015 to play in the Under Armour All-Star Game, and while there, had an opportunity to attend the NCAA Final Four. Hart says she enjoyed watching Minnesota, because that's where she was headed.
I felt like I was like one of the fans, you know, I was like, go. You know, I really didn't feel like I was going there next year. I felt like I was more just like supporting them in the fan section, like just really rooting for them. So that was pretty cool.
Reagan Pittman would become Hart's teammate at Minnesota. Pittman's mother, Monica Pittman, also watched that Minnesota match in Omaha. As she looked on, she says the impact of Kansas City volleyball sunk in.
That night I'm sitting in the stands thinking, wow, this is my kid. We never anticipated this level of play. So to sit there and watch, it really made us, that night for me too, to realize the level of competition we'd seen in Kansas City.
Then a funny thing happened last year. All five of the Kansas City area players in that high school All-Star game made it back to volleyball's Final Four for their respective college teams. Of the five, only the 6'5" Reagan Pittman didn't play.
Minnesota.
She sat out the year because Minnesota's starting middle blocker, Hannah Tapp, was a senior All-American. Pittman's most difficult and helpless moment was watching her friend, the 6'6" Fitzmorris, end the Gopher season as heard on Stanford Radio, KZSU.
24-22, two match points they're going to face. They struggle. Overpass! Fitzmorris sends the Cardinal to the national championship game!
Playing for Stanford, the St. James tandem of Fitzmorris and Gray turned out to be major contributors as freshmen. In the NCAA championship game against Texas, with Oak Park's Ori Agbaji on the Longhorns, the Stanford Cardinal won the national title.
Humphries will bump set Plummer. Card win the national championship! As Plummer rips it down! Stanford wins the seventh national championship in school history.
This season with Fitzmorris and Gray, Stanford, as the tournament's number three seed, appears primed to defend its NCAA title in Kansas City. In Palo Alto, California, they're a long way from home, but Fitzmorris says last year's national title made the sizable distance worthwhile.
It was a bumpy road for sure. We learned a lot during the year, and for it to culminate in a national championship was a dream come true. It was unbelievable.
Meanwhile, in Minnesota, the Gophers, seeded seventh in the tournament, were ranked number one early this season. One of the reasons for their early success was the play of Reagan Pittman. She made an impact right away with a season-high 15 kills against Tennessee during the first weekend of September. If the Gophers live up to their lofty expectations, Pittman says she may find herself among friends in Kansas City, just like last year.
Yes, we were fighting for the same thing, but we're all friends off the court and have a really decent connection with each other, and just knowing like the respect for our opponents is really powerful.
Of the five 2015 high school All-Americans from Kansas City, only Ori Agbaji is hard-pressed to find playing time this season. The Big 12 champion Texas Longhorns brought in the country's top-ranked freshman class, according to VolleyballMag.com, to mix in with an outstanding core of seniors. Despite playing in only five matches this season, Agbaji says she's staying positive her time will come. But in the meantime,
keep an eye out for Texas volleyball this year. We're going to do some pretty great things.
Texas and Stanford are paired in the same regional, So, at best, the Class of 2015 reunion will potentially have four of the Fab Five. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.